Father God, we come to you today in the marvelous name of Jesus, your Son. Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We pray for those, God, that will be listening to your word. We pray forth healing. We pray forth singing and joy and laughter. God, we pray that you would move upon them by the mighty power of your Spirit. Lord, that you would encourage those that are discouraged. Lord, that you would help those that are helpless. Lord, that you would heal those that are sick. Lord, we pray for those that are hurting in their minds, those that are hurting in their hearts, those that are hurting in their bodies. Whether it's depression, cancer, heart disease, or any other curse, we pray that the power of your word be released into their minds. God, that their bodies would be made whole. Lord, that you would move mightily and the demonstration of your power be released into the lives of those that listen to these your words. Lord, we will be sure to praise you and give you all the glory, for all the glory is due your name. Lord, we lift up everyone that listens to your word. We pray, Father, that it would go forth in your anointing, in your glory, in your splendor. Lord, help us to simply read your word. Help us to play your word, just as the psalmist put both music and word together. Let it go forth today, God, to minister to those upon whose ears it falls. Father, we love you and we praise you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock. The calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on an oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground. In the land he swore to your forefathers to give you, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will not borrow from any. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. The Lord will also bring on you every kind of sickness and disaster not recorded in this book until you are destroyed. We read that in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. The blessing in verse 61, the curse of the law. Galatians, the third chapter, verse 13 reads, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Verse 14 says, He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. In Exodus 23, verse 25, the word of the Lord says, Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Deuteronomy 7 and 15, The Lord will keep you from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt. Psalm 30 and 2 says, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 107 and 20, He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Isaiah 53 and 5, But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 17 and 14, Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Ezekiel 47 and 9, And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. Romans 4 and 17 through 21 says, Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Romans 8 and 11 says, And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 4 and 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17 says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Philippians 2 and 13 declares, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose." Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 1 and 7, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." Hebrews 10 and 23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful." Hebrews 10 and 35, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." Hebrews 11:11, "By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise." Hebrews 13 and 8, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." "Is any one of you sick?" James asked in the 5th chapter. "He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven." 1 Peter 2 and 24, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." 1 John 3, 21 and 22. "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him." 3 John 2, "Dear friends, I pray that you enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." Revelation 12 and 11, They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. Joel 3 and 10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Nahum 1 and 9. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. Matthew 8, verses 2 and 3. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Matthew 8 and 17. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Matthew 18, verses 18 and 19. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Matthew 21 and 21. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. Mark 11, verses 23 and 24. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. John 10, 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Then your light shall break forth like dawn, Isaiah declares, and healing shall spring up quickly. Chapter 58, verse 8. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, who his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Mark 5 and 34. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Matthew 21 and 22. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 and 20. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 1 Kings 8 and 56 says, praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 107 and 20. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 118. Beginning in verse 11. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in their tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over to death. Deuteronomy 28, verse 61, the curse declares also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. But we, Paul wrote in the letter to the Galatians, have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Exodus 15, verse 26 declares, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. A psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 through 20. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 23. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words, says the Lord. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Jeremiah 1 and 12. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. As we close, I want to read that 103rd Psalm one more time. And I want you to know that the Lord is watching over his word to fulfill it. So listen to what he declares. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who healeth all thy diseases, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen and amen and amen.